Hello, this is another version of the Hampshire Traveller, and today I'm in the lovely village of Selborne in Hampshire, and I am with...
Robert Goldsmith from Selborne Pottery.
Robert, how long have you been a potter?
I've been a potter since I left college in 1984, and I started my business in 1985.
And did you study this?
I did a degree in three-dimensional design, specialising in ceramics at Farnham, which was West Surrey College of Art and Design in those days, but I got my degree then. And I started the pottery straight away in a little place called Neatham Mill, which I was there for, started my first pottery at Neatham Mill for 8 years. I worked there in a converted cow shed next to the railway. And then I found Selborne Pottery and moved in here. And so this is my permanent base now.
So potteries always seem to be in little tiny out-of-the-way places, don't they?
I suppose it does, probably because of the logistics of it, of having clay and kilns and gas and so forth, but it suits me really well in this courtyard here. It's very beautiful, and we have quite a lot of footfall coming through because of the village and because of Gilbert White's house, and of course because of the pottery, because we're established here now and have been here in Selborne 17 years.
So where do you get your inspiration from? What makes you be a potter?
Well, my mother is a painter, not was, she's still alive, she's painting, and she also did sculpture. So when I was a child, I had access to clay, and I always loved clay. So I made my first teapot when I was very young, and I had an excellent pottery teacher at school who taught me to throw and decorate, and so it was a fait accompli, really. I was going to go straight on to art school, which I did, and then set up the pottery shortly afterwards. Mm.
So we've just seen you make a reasonably large pot there and a few other smaller ones, and it doesn't seem to take much time to throw a pot.
Throwing is actually the quick bit. It's normally all the bits in between, the preparing the clay, turning, glazing, decorating, firing, packing kilns, marketing, of course. They all take a long time too. But, yeah, the actual throwing process itself is relatively quick, but it takes just as long to prepare the clay as actually throw the pot. And often pots are not finished after they're thrown. They're often turned, foot rings put on, spouts on teapots, handles, lids, etc. So there's lots of bits to it that all take time.
I was just about to say, there is more than meets the eye to being a potter. It's not just throwing a lump of clay on a wheel and forming a pot. There's lots of other things to it.
Well, there's pyrotechnics, because we use a gas kiln to get a nice reduction firing to give our rich glazes, copper reds and cobalt blues that we use on the top of a Shino glaze. And a lot of our pots have got gold luster on them and precious lusters on them, which is a third firing after the stoneware firing. They're all user-friendly, they're all meant to be used, and they, as well as decorative, they're utilitarian. You can use the mugs, the bowls, the serving dishes, etc. So everything I make is both decorative and functional, and that makes it possible to make a living being a potter.
So is there any sort of special clay that you use? Are there different clays that you can use?
There are lots of different clays you can use. Everything from porcelain to stoneware to earthenware. We actually use a very high-firing stoneware because it suits the items we make, because they're used every day and you can dishwash, etc. And they don't break when you pour boiling water and put them in the oven. It's a clay that comes, not a local clay. All the local clays here are earthenware. We buy our clay from a company in Stoke, and it's mined up there where they have a really good stoneware clay.
Mm. So yours is a specialist pottery, is it, or do you make what you want to make on the day? Do you turn up in the morning and say, today I'm going to do this, or do you have a set list because you've got clients?
We have a lot of customers. I mean, we sell from the pottery directly, but we also, two-thirds of our work is sold through craft shops and galleries and exhibitions and craft fairs, so it's a multifaceted business. I do everything from the making, the hopefully a bit of artistic inspiration, through to the marketing and the selling and packing. So it's a kind of all-encompassing business. There's never a dull moment at all. Mm. And if there is, I'm trying to drum up new work with new galleries. But we've been in most of the big shows, most of the big craft fairs, most of the big exhibitions, Chelsea Craft Fair, Country Living, loads of craft fairs, regional craft fairs, big trade shows. We go all over the place to get work and to keep the business thriving.
And do you have a website?
I do, yeah. The website's www.selbornepottery.co.uk. Very easy to access and navigate around. And I can be contacted on that and the phone number too.
Well, having been around his pottery this morning, I've seen Robert working. And you know what? It would be great to come down and visit him, and you can actually sit and watch him throw his pots and make what he makes. And looking at him, I don't think he's going to be doing much else for the rest of his life. I think he's a potter at heart. He always has been, and I think he always will be.